your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine today with highs around 60. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 61. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With U.S. beef exports topping $10 billion over the past year, shattering previous records, international trade and the returns export delivered for the U.S. industry were major topics of discussion at the Cattle Industry Convention. Mark Swanson is chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
One of the benefits of coming off a year where we've had the top three markets, Japan, South Korea, and China, all reach that $2 billion plus threshold, which is the first time in our history, that's created a sense of optimism throughout the entire convention. Everybody along the supply chain has benefited from those increased exports and those increased dollars flowing back through the supply chain. Exports are definitely a unifying interest. When you have 15% of your total beef production being exported, the sense of optimism and the value that it's bringing back to the entire supply chain has really, really grown the overall visibility of exports and the need to have more exports, but also the enthusiasm from the entire convention is clearly evident.
Nebraska rancher Steve Hansen is USMEF Secretary Treasurer. He said, a lot of excellent news for cattle producers.
It's fun to be able to visit out in the hallways and talk about what exports do, because it really does make a difference to the bottom line. The per head value of $400, it's an amazing number, and it really adds to the bottom line of either the cow-calf guy or the feedlot guy, but it's in there in the value of the animal, and we are very proud of that. We are expanding across not only in Asia, where China, South Korea, and Japan are huge customers, over $2 billion a year now, but also in the rest of the world. We're starting to get into Central and South America, Africa. We're gaining insights there. We've got new markets there. It's a very positive story that we've got to tell, and it's a pleasure to tell it.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating after a man was shot and killed, and the suspect was later shot and injured by a Riley County police officer. The KBI says three officers responding to gunshots at a Manhattan bar early Saturday found 21-year-old Joshua J. Wardy of Fort Riley suffering from a gunshot wound. He later died at the scene. Two officers pursued an armed suspect seen running from a bar in Manhattan's Aggieville district. The KBI says one officer shot the suspect, 19-year-old Tramell R. Montgomery of Fort Riley, in the leg. Montgomery was in fair and stable condition Saturday. No officers were injured. The American Red Cross of Kansas is experiencing a major blood shortage. Some leaders from the organization says this is the worst they've ever seen. Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross, Lucy Walsworth, said they haven't seen numbers this low in over a decade. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A teenager was hurt at a shooting early Saturday morning in southeast Wichita. The shooting took place around 5 a.m. in the 1,000 block of South Woodlawn, south of Lincoln. When officers arrived, they found a 16-year-old who was shot. He was taken to the hospital for treatment and is expected to survive. A police sergeant said the people knew each other and there was no threat to the public. A man was taken to an Emporia hospital after he was injured in a single-vehicle crash Sunday afternoon in Linn County. The crash was reported around 2 p.m. in the 3100 block of K-99 Highway, about 17 miles north of Emporia. A Ford F-150 pickup was traveling south on K-99 when the driver lost control of the vehicle for unknown reasons. The truck left the highway, entered the west ditch, then struck a barbed wire fence and culvert before coming to rest. The truck's driver, Brandon Mildren, 45, of Rossville, was taken by ambulance to Newman Regional. His injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Omaha police say a 48-year-old man died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Saturday after a standoff that lasted over 7 hours. The standoff began Saturday morning after a domestic disturbance was reported at a home near 72nd Street and Western Avenue. Police said Michael Jones had barricaded himself in a garage with a gun before officers arrived. The standoff forced the closure of the busy artery of 72nd Street for hours on Saturday as police talked with Jones. Shortly before 7 p.m., officers heard a gunshot, and a short time later, they found Jones dead inside the garage. A Nebraska hospital system has announced it will begin resuming non-emergency surgeries and procedures that had been postponed last month due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. Nebraska Medicine said in a statement on Friday that beginning today, the system will move out of its crisis standard of care plan enacted on January 13th. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half-price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service, Maximum Value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the county sheriff, architect, construction manager, and county counselor to update initial plans for the new proposed jail. The architect will take recommendations and suggestions and continue to update plans. Engineers met with the board to discuss the bid process and timeline for the health department structure repairs. An approximate cost of $60,000 to $75,000 was outlined. Commissioners were advised they may need to push dates further out due to lead time for construction materials. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes will be assisting with developing a job description with her pending departure. The board settled on a salary range of $55,000 to $60,000 annually, depending upon experience. Washington County Commissioners met last week. Free Dump Days, the Washington County Landfill, will be the week of March 28th through April 2nd. Ron Newts was appointed for another term on the Washington County Hospital Board. Commissioners asked Economic Director John Bruna for assistance distributing information regarding the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. A flyer being created will be shared with banks and lumber yards, as well as shared with contractors. The program allows for a 10-year prorated property tax abatement for eligible commercial and residential construction projects in Washington County. That application must be made and approved before construction begins. Washington County insurance rates are expected to rise by 4% this year. Tammy Apple has accepted the position of Nemaha County Senior Services Public Transit Director and will begin work for the county February 21st at an annual salary of $45,000. Nemaha County Commissioners heard this update and briefly discussed updates to the county employee handbook at last week's meeting. An accident involving a semi was reported at the 9 Mile corner south of Summerfield Friday evening, with K99 closed in both directions for a period of time while that accident was cleared. No immediate details available. My One and Only, a musical duo featuring Ben and Cassie Wilson from Nashville, kicked off their 3-week Artist in Residence program last week. They'll be conducting workshops with students, sharing with local musicians at community discussions, and giving public concerts throughout Marshall County. The residency is sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Performing a contemporary form of music, they incorporate various elements of American music, including country folk, bluegrass, and blues. Part of their services included local churches, with performances Sunday at the Okito and Marysville United Methodist Church, Blue Rapids United Presbyterian Church February 13th at 10 a.m., the Beatty United Methodist Church February 20th at 10:30. Those participating churches invite the public to their services. The couple spending 1 week in Marysville, a week in the Blue Rapids and Waterville communities, and a week in Frankfort. They'll also be exploring other parts of Marshall County. A schedule of events is posted on the Art Cooperative Facebook page or call 785-859-4260 for additional information. Catherine D. Payshaw, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Catherine Payshaw. David L. Anthony, Sr., age 60, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for David Anthony, Sr. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Juanita Bush.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to sit further north, we will continue to see exceptionally warmer temperatures throughout the next few days. Conditions will continue to stay extremely dry with lots of sunshine. Typically for early February, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s to upper 40s throughout Missouri. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s to lower 50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay extremely mild overnight tonight and continue to stay extremely warm throughout Tuesday and Wednesday with lots of sunshine. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 43 degrees. Record high on this day, 73. The average low, 20, and the record low, 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:28. Sunset this evening at 5:55.
Sorting out bread count confusion? We will help with the mathematics next from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Author Laura Ingalls Wilder was born this day in 1867, and the Beatles invaded America on this day in 1964. They landed at Kennedy Airport on their first U.S. visit. White sales aren't just January events anymore, so if you need to restock your linen closet, here are some tips. Thread count is a prominently quoted feature, but don't be misled. Some manufacturers count twisted yarns and the thread count, which is supposed to indicate individual threads per square inch. The type of cotton and weave are just as important. Extra-long staple cottons are the best, and different weaves give linens a different feel. In fact, experts recommend you make the touch test your deciding factor. Buying linen should be a hands-on experience. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Christian Brown and Ochev Ajay each scored 18 points, and number 10 Kansas vaulted to a big lead and routed number 8 Baylor 83-59 to hold the top spot in the Big 12 conference race. The Jayhawks led by as many as 34 points late in the game and improved to 19-3 overall and 8-1 in the league. This was the first time Kansas had hosted a defending national champion since December 15, 2018, when it beat Villanova 74-71 at Allen Fieldhouse. Baylor fell to 19-4 overall, 7-3 in the league. Nigel Pack scored 20 points on 7 of 10 shooting. Mark Smith had 16 points and 10 rebounds. And Kansas State beat TCU 75-63 on Saturday. Kansas State is now 12-10 overall, 4-6 in the Big 12. TCU, on the other hand, is 15-5 overall, 4-4 in Big 12 play. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Ricky Council IV and Tyson Etienne scored 20 points apiece as Wichita State rolled past SMU 72-57 Saturday at Koch Arena in Wichita. Council came off the bench to make 6 of 9 shots and all 7 of his free throws for the Shockers, who are now 12-8 overall, 3-5 in the American Athletic Conference. Etienne sank 4 of 10 from 3-point range. Marcus Weathers had 14 points for the Mustangs. SMU is now 16-5 overall, 7-2 in American Athletic Conference play. The Kansas City Chiefs hired Joe Cullen, the former Jacksonville Jaguars defensive coordinator, to coach their defensive line on Friday while moving Brandon Daly from that position group to work with the linebackers. Cullen spent 15 years working with defensive lines for five teams, beginning with Detroit in 2006 and moving through Jacksonville, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and Detroit. Daly had worked with the Kansas City defensive line for the past three seasons. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls play. Valley Heights took Axtell 52-19. Centralia over Frankfort 46-32. Hanover girls down Republic County 76-23. Washington County beat Wetmore 45-33. Marysville girls down to Abilene 36-27. Wamego over Baser Linwood 56-51. Southeast of Saline down Chapman 68-26. In boys play, Axtell over Valley Heights 63-55. Centralia topped Frankfort 44-31. Hanover boys took Republic County 61-38. Wetmore over Washington County 51-39. Abilene bested Marysville 66-59 and Baser Linwood over Wamego 73-42.
It was another strong game for the Valley Heights Mustangs girls basketball team as they defeated the Axtell Eagles 52-19 behind a pair of 16-point outings from Maddie Wilmette and Emma Youngerberg, who started off very slow, was able to climb her way back up through the points to end with 16. Though on the side of the fallen Axtell Eagles was Aspen Bussing with 5 and Allison Bussing with 4 in the lot. On the guy side, it was a crazy end to the game, but the Axtell Eagles pulled out a victory over the Valley Heights Mustangs 63-55 behind 15 points from Eli Brockstrom, and then Isaac Detweiler and Brendan Schmelsley both ended with 13. Trent LeCure made an interesting late as he ended the game with 13. And then Trayton Claycamp with 11 points, hitting 3 out of 4 threes. For KNDY Radio, I'm Paxton Gordon.
Marysville boys basketball team gave the Abilene Cowboys all they could handle as Abilene outlasted Marysville 66-59. In league play Friday. Marysville down 5 at the half, outscored Abilene by 8 points in the third quarter. But Abilene down the stretch outscored Marysville 18-8 for the 7-point win. Paced by senior Caleb Becker with 18 points as he tops the 1,000-point mark in his career. Grant Waite with 10. Reserve Tristan Cotton in double figures scored 17 for Abilene, improving to 12-4, 6-1 in the league. Marysville led by Jack Lauer with 20 points. Peyton Smith scored 15. Willow Tott added a dozen. Marysville falls to 5-9, 2-4. Their second loss to Abilene this year, 66-59.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs beat Abilene 36-27. MHS, a double-up lead, 22-11 at the half. Outscored by the Cowgirls 14-6 in a third-quarter run. Held Abilene to a single field goal in the final eight. Marysville 36, Abilene 27. Bulldogs led by Laney Schaefer with 10 points. Marysville improves to 8-6, 5-1 in the league. Abilene's Jenna Hayes had 11 points. Cowgirls fall to 3-13, 1-6. Marysville 36, Abilene 27. High school girls play on Friday.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball, live on KNDY 95.5.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Fragrant flowers, attractive foliage, and easy care nature make the wax plant a favorite of many gardeners. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow this houseplant in a container filled with a well-drained potting mix in bright light. This trailing plant tolerates drought, making it the perfect plant for busy gardeners. The waxy leaves can be solid green, variegated, or curled like those of the Hindu rope variety. And when the conditions are right, Hoyas will produce beautiful fragrant blooms. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil just start to dry. Keep the soil a bit moister during the summer when the plant is actively growing. Allow the soil to dry a bit more when the plant is resting during the winter. High humidity in spring and summer, followed by cooler temperatures and drier soil in winter, will encourage flowering. Limit pruning, as most Hoyas develop long leafless stems that eventually bloom. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
His leadership skills rival those of Washington and Jefferson, and his speaking skills were superior. Yet when you mention his home of Red Hill, you probably have no idea who he is. That's because he was on the move much more than the famous residents of Mount Vernon and Monticello. His story is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
He was one of the greatest orators of the revolutionary cause. Patrick Henry was born in 1736, just north of Richmond, Virginia. John Kukla says it's difficult to pinpoint just one place in Virginia to tell Henry's story.
He changed his residence, as one of his friends said, as often as he did his underwear. He lived at about a dozen places during the course of his life.
Henry was known to take up the cause of the dissenter. That role and his excellent speaking skills may have had their root in his religious upbringing.
Patrick Henry himself remained an Anglican all of his life, but his mother was very closely interested in the Presbyterians, so he would go to both Anglican services with his father and then also go to Presbyterian services and meetings with his mother.
Henry became a defender of groups such as the Baptists and other denominations under persecution in the colonies. Although he desired to go to battle in the war for freedom, it was those speaking and leadership skills that were more important.
He and Jefferson and Madison were better off making their arguments in writing than they were leading troops. And Virginia had Washington and a good number of other folks who were perfectly capable of getting on a horse and leading troops in battle.
In fact, Henry's oratory skills were so persuasive, he may have been the envy of other prominent names of the time.
Some of his contemporaries were awed and sometimes dismayed by his power in the legislature. I think Thomas Jefferson, who occasionally was on the other side of some of these questions, lamented in a letter to James Madison one time, "All Henry has to do is say, 'Let this be law,' and it will be law."
Patrick Henry's persuasion in courts of law and houses of government, and his famous oration of "Give me liberty or give me death," continue to keep him in the memory of Americans today. Traveling the countryside in Brookneal, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cedar trees are an unwanted plant in pastures and other areas. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The sooner you can take care of them when they're small, the better, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Come on.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Eastern red cedar trees are native to the central part of the country, but also considered an invasive weed when they choke out pastures or grow adjacent to hardwood forests. They compete for nutrients and deplete plant diversity, and the seeds are spread by birds. Adam Smith is the Forestry and Fire Bureau Chief with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says the control method you use depends on how tall the tree is. Trees that are shorter than the surrounding grass are easiest to kill using prescribed fire.
So low-intensity fire that can engulf and kind of consume the entire tree is ideal. That's when we should be managing for these trees because it's safe and cheap. As the trees get bigger, the conditions have to change for the prescribed fire where you need more fuel on the ground. It probably needs to be a little bit hotter, may need a little bit more wind to get to those trees. And at some point, the trees get so big that fire can be not the easiest methodology to try and manage those trees.
Once the trees get too tall, fire may not reach the top of the tree, which is what needs to be killed for the fire to be effective. The next option is mechanical control. This includes cutting the trees out with a skid steer and tree shears or grinding the trees in place. And they won't grow back.
It's fairly simple. As long as you cut below the lowest branch to where there's no green foliage left on the stump, it's done. It's a very easy application of management. Just cut below the lowest limb. The biggest problem is then you're often left with the top of the tree that you have to find some way of disposing or utilizing.
It can be less expensive if you get some value out of the larger trees. Smith suggests using them for wood shavings or as biochar. Learn more about controlling cedar trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lord, the light of your
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
2021 made the top 10 in terms of warmest years on record. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
2021 tied with 2018 as the sixth warmest year since weather record keeping started in 1880. That's according to data collected by both NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA for short. Gavin Schmidt of NASA says human involvement is a big factor in climate warming. Russell Voes of NOAA agreed, saying the natural environment's role is negligible. Schmidt says the trend will continue.
As the temperatures increase, we're going to see more impacts. We're already seeing the impacts in local weather and in extremes. We've reached a point where the global warming data that we're talking about here is no longer a kind of esoteric or an academic measure of what's going on, but it's being reflected in the weather and in the events that we're seeing.
Voes from NOAA says extreme weather events come along with climate change.
I don't think we would make any predictions about what we're going to see in, let's say, the next couple of years. I think we probably feel more comfortable saying as we go forward, each successive year, we're going to expect to see more of these in the future than we have in the past. And I don't think either one of us likes telling that story, but that's more likely what's going to happen.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Bitterback Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the United States, along with the United Kingdom, have paused their discussions on a new trade deal, but officials in both countries want those talks to pick back up again. As UK Ambassador Dame Karen Pierce was in attendance at the Cattle Industry Convention in Houston earlier this week, where she said the process will be important to discover some common ground on the issues.
We know you're tough negotiators. We think we're quite tough as well. It's not exactly give and take, but there will be things that American producers want. There'll be things British producers want. And we somehow have to navigate through that. Now, I have been very encouraged when meeting the NCBA in D.C. that we can find a way through all of that and get to a deal that will give everybody a good chunk of what they want. No one's going to get 100%, but we do believe we can find a way through.
She goes on to say that while she understands American negotiators will be seeking concessions from the UK, yet she says her side of the table will bring a wish list as well.
I would just say to USTR, beware. You know, we practice negotiating as well. I think fundamentally there are some things we both want, small and medium-sized enterprises, digital trade, and then there are things where we want to make progress like agriculture, but we might want to make it in slightly different areas. in theory, we ought to be able to bring that together to get a good deal for everybody. But, you know, there will be problems ahead. There always are over agriculture.
Kent Bacchus handles the trade issues for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and says that American producers would have a lot to gain from a better UK partnership.
You know, agriculture is going to be one of the most difficult things to negotiate, and I think it's that way in every agreement. With the UK, it's a very sensitive market. I think there are a lot of folks that are probably out there shaking their heads saying, what are you doing? Like, you know, you don't stand a chance, or like, why are you even bothering?
They say they are optimistic about the continued trade conversations. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new report out says the beef industry should consider new packaging and improved storage protocols to have more meat on hand during future supply shocks. That suggestion, one of several, tucked into a report authored by Don Close, Senior Animal Protein Analyst at Rabobank. He says supply safeguards could be implemented in several ways, including improvements on how beef is sold to consumers. He said we have to use the same product packaging of the cellophane and foam trays for as long as I can remember, and we've had a complete revolution of how consumers shop. He specifically mentioned meal kits and online grocery ordering. He said he thinks they can spend the shelf life of a product that we have more inventory on hand to serve as the shock absorber when we have those kinds of disruptions in the marketplace. About 6,000 residents of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, evacuated from their homes and businesses after a fire broke out at the Winston-Weaver fertilizer facility Monday night. A one-mile evacuation zone was maintained into Tuesday. Fire officials particularly concerned about the presence of about 500 tons of ammonium nitrate at the facility, which could trigger a massive explosion. A 2013 explosion of ammonium nitrate in Texas resulted in 15 deaths and leveling of more than 150 buildings, involving about 270 tons of the same fertilizer. No cause yet to be determined. No one, though, has been reported injured. High heat and poor rainfall in four Brazilian states have spurred the consultant Ag Rural to, again, lower its forecast for Brazilian soybean harvest this year. The company now estimates the harvest 128.5 million metric tons, down from the 133.4 million and 145.4 million even before that. Furthermore, unusual heavy rains in Mato Grosso, Brazil's largest soybean state, trimmed yield expectations, although most of the damage is happening in the southern states around Rio Grande do Sul and Paraná. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Used late model self-propelled sprayers are rare, just like other high-ticket machinery. You'll pay a high price if you find one on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Machinery is still setting auction records, and that includes self-propelled sprayers as well. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for a successful farming magazine. In this month's issue, he has a price analysis of John Deere models based on age. He says the bargains are gone. However, you can find sprayers out there at what would be considered a reasonable rate today, but not a reasonable rate 2 years ago.
Our good friends at Tractor Zoom, they have an analysis service that they run called Iron Comps. The guy who runs Iron Comps did an analysis too in the same issue, and he showed the price spike that took place on sprayer supplies. You'd be spending close to like new prices on sprayers. But, you know, $350,000 to $400,000 right now for a one-year-old machine or two-year-old machine, that's reasonable.
Arm yourself with as much price information as possible before heading to an auction or dealer's lot. If you really want a new sprayer, Mowitz recommends placing an order with your dealer today. Maybe you'll get it by spring. What's the alternative? Update the old one and make it last for another year.
This is not like a combine. A sprayer doesn't have a lot of moving parts, after all. Got an engine that has the oftentimes hydrostatic or gear transmission final drive. Pump and, you know, booms and nozzles. So maybe what you do is you replace all the nozzles, you go through and check the engine, check the transmission, get it through another year, and then put your order in.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what used sprayers are going for at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Things still looking pretty good across the grain market. Corn, wheat, and soybeans still seeing some decent growth. Soybeans really leading that charge in the positive direction. Mix across the board in the livestock as we go through the day right now. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit, so we'll see if we can't maintain by the close in just a bit. Starting off with your grains and your corn market, March corn is up 11 and a quarter cents right now at 6.31 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March up by 3 3/4 at 7.89 and a half. Chicago wheat's also up by 4 cents. In the bean market, still seeing a lot of gains. It slowed down just a little bit, but still seeing some decent gains with March beans up 24 3/4 at 15.78 and a quarter. The meal for March is up $6.60 at 4.50 and a half. And the bean oil for March is up 7 cents at 65.43. Cotton has dipped down a little bit further into the red as the day's gone along here, with March cotton down $1.22 right now at 125.55. The canola in the green by $6.10 at 10.23.10. And the oats are in the green by 6 1/4 at 7.37 1/4. Livestock market still a little bit mixed. We've actually seen a little bit more red pop up on the board for the live cattle for some of the later futures. February still in the positive, though, up by 2 pennies for the February live cattle at 142.07. By the April, it is down 15 cents now at 146.72. Feeder cattle are still down by a half a buck at 165.67, and the lean hogs are in the green by 42 cents right now at 87.45. Looking at your U.S. dollar index for the day today, March index is up slightly right now, 6 cents higher at 95.54. We have 30-year bonds in the green just slightly right now, sitting at 153, and 10-year notes in the green as well at 126.29. So not too bad there. Stock market still mostly higher as well, with the Dow Jones up by 80 points, the S&P in the green by 4, the NASDAQ in the green by 6. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty Ag Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Ag Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Shine.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.